Hey there, Jonathan Dorr with you for the weekly podcast. Excited to do this one with you this week because everything I teach, I pretty much live. The good stuff and the hard stuff. These aren't theories from books. These are really things that I'm living in the moment. And as I see them unfold in my own life and I try to get stronger and grow, I just feel I have a fair bit of, confidence, integrity in bringing these to you because they're not just the standard kind of, you know, believe anything and just imagine your bliss and everything's going to work out. These are real principles that that I'm seeing work, and they're based on, you know, great thinking and not from me, but from so many brilliant people who've just thought about these issues. And this week's a special one because I know it'll be applicable to your life. And I just want to share with you a really short podcast, simple principle. I want to talk to you about your comfort zones and a little bit about self-sabotage. I know this is going to be a good one. So listen closely, maybe listen a couple of times. We'll keep it nice and short, but I want to get you really thinking about these principles. Now, one of the things you notice in personal development that I've noticed over many years is that most people don't have a lot of trouble roughly saying what they want. I mean, if you say to somebody, what do you want? They go, oh, I want my mortgage paid off, or I want this and this happened. And, you know, they just the car they want or who they want to have in their life. And, you know, you give people a bit of time and you coach them a little bit, they're going to be able to articulate some of the things they want. So the question becomes, well, why don't most people get there? And there's a bunch of reasons for that, obviously. There's some people just don't want to work hard enough, or it's just, you know, too difficult and they just don't try, and lots of complex reasons. But one of the things I often share is that, you know, getting where you want to be in life doesn't have much to do with where you've come from, because people from horrendous backgrounds often go on to, you know, do incredible things. So it's not a function of what you were born with or what you have. If that was true, then we'd all be pretty limited. You know, some of us would have everything and some of us just be stuck in the past. So what are these factors that really hold us back? And one of the classics is self-sabotage. And this is when, if you find yourself consistently stuck, and one of the classics of this is debt. You know, people who are often always in debt are always struggling financially. And when you really analyze it, you'll find that they're choosing behaviors and doing things that allow them to keep in that space. So here's another really obvious question. Why would any of us want to stay in dysfunction? Why would we want to stay exactly where we are? And the answer to that is really going to be the focus of this podcast. And I want to talk to you about comfort zones. This is a really powerful principle, and it's kind of, get your head around it this way. Our bodies, like our central nervous system, is always trying to keep us at what's called technically homeostasis or homeostasis. This is like our blood pressure stays roughly the same, hopefully. Our heart rate stays the same. Our hormonal levels change during the day, but they always come back to baselines. Your body and your central nervous system is always trying to keep you safe and functioning and just ticking along. I mean, that's the basic job of the central nervous system, of our deep animalian brain. So this homeostasis principle also applies, of course, to our subconscious. This applies to our thought patterns, our beliefs, where our subconscious, now really get this about the subconscious, you know, experts will argue, you know, percentages, but the subconscious effectively runs our lives. We think that it's our conscious mind through which we choose, but it's the vast number of experiences and encounters and beliefs and things that have happened to us and all this different stuff that forms our subconscious. And I really want to just, you know, get you to understand this, that it's our subconscious that controls vast amounts of our outcomes in life, our choices, our behaviors. So basically what the subconscious is doing is acting a little bit like the central nervous system. Your subconscious is going to constantly try and keep you in exactly the same space. Now, why would it do that? If in your conscious mind you can say, I don't want to stay in the same place, I want this, I want that. Well, your subconscious is basically trying to protect you. Basically, it looks out at the world and it says, well, we've got this far and, you know, we're alive and it may not be exactly what we want, but your subconscious is going to try and keep everything the same. Why? It wants to protect you from disappointment. It wants to protect itself from you going doing crazy things that could threaten it, because it's driven to this homeostasis principle. So, of course, What happens when you really decide you want to change? Well, often the subconscious is going to, you know, pardon the pun, lose its mind. Your subconscious is going to arc up, get very, very, you know, nervous about whatever it is you're trying to change. And this is the essence of comfort zone theory, is that staying in your comfort zones is exactly how the subconscious keeps you exactly where you are. So the difficult part about personal development will be that to move out or to grow, to really start to move after what you want, the changes that you want, whether that's changes in your body, changes in your finances, changes in your career, changes in your relationships, you are going to have to leave that comfort zone homeostasis place. And usually it will involve a whole bunch of craziness and fear and doubt and second guessing. So even just yesterday, I was talking with a really great coach that I really admire. And they were saying the same thing. They said, the minute you move towards your purpose, the minute you really move towards what you want and what you want to achieve, all hell breaks loose. Which is, again, you know, when you see people, I mean, I've got plenty of people that I know over the years, people that I care about, who will quite happily sit down every night and drink a six pack, or, you know, another person will sit down and eat half a tub of ice cream or order five pizzas, or, you know, people will stare at, you know, cat videos for 5 hours. All of these behaviors are avoidance behaviors. If we keep numbing ourselves with all sorts of, you know, media formats and substances, whether it's food or drugs or whatever it is, then we don't have to grow. We stay right there. So the real challenge of personal development and growth is a few things. Well, firstly, it's letting go of anything that's holding you back. Anything that's drugging you or stopping you from growing and developing is part of how you're basically partnering with this whole level of dysfunction. And you go, well, I just need this at the end of the day. Well, I'm going like, well, fine. You want it at the end of the day. That's fine. You can have it, but you probably can't have your deepest dreams and goals and desires as well. So I use a graphic in the live seminars that's just got this cool blackboard, and it's like a little circle, and it says your comfort zone. There's a little dot there. And then next to it, there's this massive big circle where it says where the magic happens. And the idea is simply that the magic in your life happens outside the comfort zone. It is outside where you actually want to stay. You know, so look at the great sort of, and you can see how this is kind of a deep truth in our human experience. How? Look at the great stories that we have. You know, the great stories in literature over hundreds, even thousands of years, often revolve around people leaving their circumstance and going out somewhere. It's, you know, the hero's journey stuff. You know, if you Google hero's journey, look at YouTube, hero's journey, you'll see this concept of somebody being in one place and going out of that place and going through all sorts of trials and ending up in a different place. You see that in Star Wars, for example. You know, Luke Skywalker is just minding his own business on this little planet. He lives in a small world, and he gets carried off into this, you know, all these challenges and loss and suffering and difficulty and fear. And he works through that and becomes somebody different. Right at the moment, I'm reading my kids Tolkien's The Hobbit. And then you're reading about Bilbo Baggins, you know, this kind of, you know, totally comfortable, well-fed, warm, cozy little hobbit hole that he lives in, and he gets dragged off into this massive adventure. Well, friends, that was way outside his comfort zone, right? But it's outside the comfort zone that he discovers these incredible capacities that he never would have discovered if he just stayed at home in the little hobbit hole. So why I'm sharing those stories with you is because when you see those stories woven into the fabric of our culture, you know, the great stories that engage us, tells us something about what it means to be human. Now, even in the last week, I've actually done these things myself. I can promise you there's several things I did this week that I normally would not have done. You know, and go back to my Massive Action podcast. If you haven't heard that one, go and listen to the Massive Action podcast on the website, because that's where I talk about taking these steps. How do you get out of the comfort zone? You take massive action. So let's do a quick summary. If you're not where you want to be, there could well be self-sabotaging behaviors, you know, ways that you cut off your progress either through numbing behaviors, through food or substances or inactivity or avoidance, or, you know, sometimes just not stepping up and not trying to do different things. The summary here is that if you're not where you are, self-sabotage probably apply. Why self-sabotage? Because your subconscious wants to keep you exactly where you are. So what are the strategies? Well, number one is massive action. And that's in the other podcast, you know, taking just big steps, stuff that freaks you out, stuff that you go, I can't believe I just did that. The other big step, obviously, is, well, how do you deal with a subconscious that is trying to undermine you? I mean, that's where the real action is, isn't it? I mean, you can take steps and do stuff out of your rational conscious mind, but what we really want to do is begin to work with this level of subconscious thinking. So the best stuff that I've come across, again, ties into this journaling principle. There seems to be an extraordinary power in writing. You know, writing just affects our brains and activates parts of our brains. And I've done, you know, there's a podcast here on journaling. You know, I can promise you at the moment, I am getting up every day at 4 a.m. I don't advocate you do that. It's just my personality. I get up 4 a.m. every day before I do the training rides and I have a coffee. And I just journal. I write down exactly what I want. I journal the person that I want to be, the things and the attitudes and the stuff that I want in my life. And I journal it every morning, every morning. Sometimes I even write it down again at night. And people think that's crazy, man. I'm going, well, I know what I want. And to get what I want, I have to do these things. So begin to write down the person you really want to be and the things that you want in your life. And I promise you, when you do this, you know what will happen? Nothing. Nothing. You'll be there on day 10 of writing going, this is ridiculous. This is just crazy. I'm just keep going. I'm on a current 40-day program at the moment where I'm writing for 40 days. And I want to encourage you in the same way. You begin to change your subconscious through this process of journaling and writing and just identifying the attitudes deep within that are not the ones you want to be. And then in a future positive sense, write them differently. You know, I am the most capable person that I've met, or I am somebody who really values friendships. And you write these things down and you do it day after day and it begins to build in. So summary, let's wrap this up. Your whole life really could change on this principle, on the principle of self-sabotage and being stuck and your subconscious trying to hold you in place in ways that you don't know. How do you change it? Well, you take massive action. You identify things, activities, hobbies, groups, social stuff, whatever it is, and you step into it. And I promise you, you will not feel like it. In the Massive Action podcast, I talk about the basic principle of acceptance commitment therapy, which is, you know, actions first, feelings later. If you wait for your feelings to get you to the gym or to go for that job or to stop eating that, if you wait for those feelings to come, you will be waiting a long time. Actions before feelings. Actions before feelings. Feelings come after the actions. So get out of that comfort zone. You know, I'm going to try and put a link under here. I've just found some great quotes on comfort zones. Read them. Read how some really dynamic, successful, amazing people talk about it. They say, I need to be uncomfortable. I need to be out of the comfort zone. I only know that I'm in the best place if I'm nervous and, you know, out beyond my current capabilities. You know, how many times have I said, you don't go to the gym, lift one weight once and then go home. You know, you lift weights over and over again until you grow. So these are universal principles. I hope they're useful. I want you to come across to the social media feeds. I'd love you to come and follow me on Instagram. I'm putting some great stuff on there. So there'll be a link under here for Instagram. Come and join my Instagram feed or my Twitter feed or Facebook. I'd love to just keep sharing stuff with you there more regularly. If you like the podcast, share it with people. The good news is the second edition of my book, Bridging the Gap, is going to print in the next 24 hours, and I'll have that ready. It's really cool. It's been redesigned, new content, and also the entire Bridging the Gap book and process is going to be released pretty soon as an online training resource. So a whole bunch of videos with me and a bunch of extra content, which very soon you'll be able to step through that process with me online. So that's cool. Post a comment underneath here. Share this with people. I hope you really like it. Let me know what you think. I'm Jonathan Doyle. This has been the Weekly Podcast. I'm going to be speaking with you again next week.